Just to show you I don't discriminate, that is not one of my favorite songs. But it was number one on the U.S. singles chart back on this day in 1967. Strawberry Alarm Clock and Incense and Peppermints. I am not the only one who doesn't like it. The band disliked the song lyrics so much that the lead vocals were sung by a friend of the band who was recording or was there as a visitor. Greg Munford, the guy who did the lead vocals there. But successful enough that it shot to number one on the charts back in 1967 for Strawberry Alarm Clock and Incense and Peppermints, number one of this day in 67. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Joining us now, Ron Rademacher, travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and guy who runs MichiganBackroads.com. The Michigan Backroads Report brought to you by the Benzie County Visitors Bureau. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan. Ron, welcome into the Steve Gruber Show.
Good morning, Scott. Always good to hear you. And I got to tell you, it's not one of my favorite songs either, but I think whoever Alex is doing the music, he's had some great selections today.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a big day in music, so there's a lot to choose from. Very happy. And you know, I'm going to Ann Arbor tonight. It's not a back road, you know, just it's main road to Ann Arbor to see Elvis Costello. So very much music on the mind.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that, so you got to be totally pumped.
I'm very excited, and despite waking up at 4:30 this morning, I'll be ready to go tonight for the show at 7:30.
That's why they make coffee.
That's right. Ron, what's happening around the state? We're getting into the cooler weather. Had the early snowfall, but I think, I don't know how it's up. I'm sure up north there's still some, they had some big stuff up in the Upper Peninsula. But what's going on?
Well, we are getting some winter weather. Just remember, there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothing.
Yes, I agree.
Get dressed properly and get out there and have a great time. So,
that's right.
I've had a lot of people getting a hold of me wanting to know where the lights are, so I'm doing that every week. But I do want to mention that if you're in the Upper Peninsula and you get near Houghton Hancock, the 41 North Film Festival is going on all month long. And they have some incredible indie films showing at that. One that's out that has to do with Michigan, as a matter of fact, is called Angelique. And that film is worth going, making your way to that festival all by itself.
Hmm.
So a really, really cool film. It's based on a true story about Angelique Mott, who she and her husband got hooked up with some copter speculators. They got abandoned on an island off Isle Royale. They were left for dead. It's a fantastic story, all based on a true story. So that's a good thing going on up there.
And what about the road trip of the week? Where are you sending people around?
Road trip of the week, Big Rapids. They have a great festival of the Lights Parade down there. Down there to me, up there to you guys.
Yes, it goes on
all day long, free thing downtown. And while you're there, I always tell people, go by the Flight Museum Library. Inside that is the largest stretch canvas oil painting in America.
And how big is it?
It is 130 feet long by 10 feet tall, so it's 1,300 square feet, all done by Robert Barnum, who's a professor at that college. It's at Ferris. Is where that museum is. And it is just, it's awesome to see it and to know that it was done by a guy who's here in Michigan and he still is there at the university. You can meet this guy. So if you want to get a little color, I mean, a little light and a little culture, that's a great road trip.
Big happenings in Grand Rapids this weekend, the 12th annual International Wine, Beer, and Food Festival. How could you not be there, Ron?
As a matter of fact, I am going that way.
See, there you
1600 go. 1,600 wines, beers, cider. And they have, it's not only that, though. They do have some fantastic food down there, and they have seminars. So they teach you about mixing. They have gourmet foods for you to try out, all kinds of items, all the accessories you need. Yeah, I'm planning on being over there. It's a great time.
And I think closest to me, down here in Hillsdale and, you know, cold water, southern Michigan, might be what's happening in Marshall starting this weekend and running through December.
Yeah, you're the Merry Mile. Yeah, I stuck that in there so we get something close to Hillsdale because we don't want to forget about southern. And there's some great stuff coming up down your way later and earlier next year. But, yeah, this goes out every Sundays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, you know, at 4 days. and it's a huge light display, and it winds all the way through the Calhoun County Fairgrounds. So it goes out to the fairgrounds, goes downtown, and of course, for those who know Marshall, you got to go to Copper's for a hot dog while you're there.
What do you put up?
Hot dogs in the state.
What do you put up a hot dog?
I always have them go with the. I have them do the fully loaded chili dog.
Chili dog. I'm all for. I'm all for the chili dog. But you know, Ron, I'm a Chicago guy originally, and we do not allow ketchup on hot dogs. So I don't know if that's a rule here in Michigan or
those. When I used to go to Chicago, we go out on the street and get those. What do they call them? Hots, not hots.
And
we always get them from a street cart. They are perhaps the best. And yeah, I do know that it's a. You can get arrested for putting ketchup on a hot dog.
It is a law. Yes.
Yeah,
I mean, fined at least. I'm not sure about arrest, but fined absolutely.
Certainly fined. Yeah, at least indicted.
Yeah. and very very quickly, Ron. One other note in our capital of Lansing.
Yeah, you know, for people who grew up around Lansing, Potter Park was a place that we always went as kids, and they have their Wonderland of Lights where they light up the whole doggone park with lights. And then the big thing downtown, Silver Bells in the City, is happening too. So lots of holiday cheer going on, Christmas lights, and we're going to have a lot more of those next week too.
Take it all in. Visit where you can. And as you mentioned, Ron, there's a lot still to come during the holiday season. More information over at MichiganBackroads.com. Ron Rademacher, thank you so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, listen, Scott, enjoy that concert tonight, man. I'm envious.
I'm certain I will. It'll be a fun time. Thanks, Ron.
Right,
appreciate it.
Thank you.
MichiganBackroads.com for Ron Rademacher. Backroads Report brought to you by Benzie County Visitors Bureau. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.